Blog Talk Radio.
Money. A lot of look of it. A lot of smell of it. A lot of feel of it. A lot of sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am my business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it is so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
Too sad. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
We are finally back. We had to take a couple weeks off, of course, due to the holiday and just I was traveling out of town and all that fun stuff. Oh, my gosh, you guys have tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. And we are here to bring you another fabulous, amazing, sexy hour. We are going to be talking about a lot of fun webcam stuff. And when I say stuff, I mean sexy, sexy stuff. Miss Sage, how are you doing, beautiful?
Hey. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold, so.
Oh, my gosh, it's so funny you say that. No, it's so funny. Literally, like 5 minutes ago, I was walking into the kitchen, and I said to Furby, I said, something's not right. I said, I think I'm starting to get a head cold. Like,
yeah.
Literally, I said, break out the airborne. We're drinking it every 2 hours because I am not even about to get sick.
Yeah, I think we've had some major weather, crazy weather here, so I think that has a little to do with
it. Oh, us too. Yeah, us too. And I think with me going up to Seattle, I think that was, that was too much. Seattle, I love you. Mom, I love you. But I'm so glad I don't live there anymore. It's so damn cold up in Washington State. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Seriously. But this weather, because you're used to the really warm, like the drier weather, and so am I. And I don't like this cold. I had to turn the heater on. Like, it freaked me out. I'm like, whoa, we're actually turning the furnace on?
Yeah, we dropped down to like 31 degrees, which is really cold for Vegas.
Right? That is cold. Yeah, we got down into the low 40s, the high 30s last week also. And we went and bought a second heater for our two big dogs that sleep outside in our little pool room area. And we're like, these poor little doggies are going to freeze. Well, they're not little, but they're going to freeze their balls. Oh, wait, they don't have balls. They're freeze their balls off. Forgot they don't have any. They got cut off. Oh, my goodness. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. How was yours?
It was absolutely amazing, and I have to give a huge shout-out to StreamMate because I was so taken back and just amazed with what they have going on for all of us cam models. When I went to the headquarters when I was in Seattle, seriously, I almost fell backwards because what they do, what StreamMate does for all of us models and all those people behind the scenes, oh, my gosh, if every cam model could see what they do, they would never, ever, ever bitch again their entire life of camming. Just saying.
Oh, sure they would.
Well, yeah, you're right, they would. The stupid ones would. The stupid ones would bitch. But
yeah.
us cam models that actually respect people who work their asses off to give us the ability to do the job that we do, we won't bitch. And I am just, I'm still blown away. I'm just, and I keep saying it, I still talk about it to Furby. I'm just like, holy crap. Like, it was just overwhelmingly amazing and just, everybody was so gracious. Oh, my God, Sage, I wish you could have been with me because it was just, it was awesome. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave that alone. I'm not trying to kiss anybody's ass at StreamMate because I don't need to. I'm just saying I completely put my hands in the air and say thank you to all the StreamMate workers because they are fucking phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say on that. And then one day, if I've had a little too many martinis, then I might say something else. I might be mad at you. No. Kidding. Love you guys all out there at StreamMate. You guys are fucking amazing. Thank you so much for busting your asses and doing what you do for all of us cam models. I wish, you know, all these other cam models on other websites would realize that they need to, you know, they need to come over.
Let's make it
over. Oh, my. Right? Just saying. So on that note, we are going to be talking tonight about holiday time is here and webcamming. I mean, this is a great time for cam models to be online working their vaginas and emails, your cocks, off because it's holiday time. What a better time to get online and have your fans tipping you. Like, wouldn't you agree, Sage? This is like the best time ever for us models to be working right now.
Yep. It sure is. There's so many guys out there that are lonely.
Right. Not only lonely, but they like to open up their wallets for their models that they love to watch. Just saying.
Yes, they do.
They sure do. I mean, when you all of a sudden have a guy or a girl in your chat room and they just, you know, tip you just out of the blue 100, 200, 300, 400 bucks, that's the best feeling in the world. You're like, oh, my gosh, did that just happen? That happened? I just got that? What?
Yeah, there's sometimes I'll send really big tips, and I'm like, did you do that by accident? Because it's, like,
right?
So crazy. Like, did you really just do 20 or 200? Like,
I remember the very first time I got a big tip, and this was a long time ago. And I got a really big tip, and that's exactly what I said to the person. I was like, sir, I said, I think you hit the wrong button. You put an extra zero behind that. And he typed back. He's like, no, that's for you. And they ended up becoming one of my VIP customers. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah. Whoa. I'm like, that really happens? So, yes, cam models, it does happen. And not only just at holiday time, but if you, you know, stay consistent with your fans and you really follow through with things that you say you're going to do, such as if you say you're going to send the panties, send the damn panties. Because if you don't send the panties, they get mad at you. Just saying. Yeah. I was late. Sending out a pair one time.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to send his panties.
Yeah, they get a little bit feisty.
Oh, yes, they do. They get feisty, and then they take it to social media, which, thank goodness, I haven't had to deal with that one, but I've seen it, and, yeah, it happens. So follow through there, girly girls. So, again, when it comes to the holiday season being here, great time to be online because this gives all of the cam models, you know, a chance to show their fun holiday side, you know, decorate your room a little bit, you know, be a little festive and a little more naughty if you, you know, want to. And a good thing with holiday time and camming is throw a little special for some of your you know, fans. Right? Ooh. Drop your cam price, you know, do it like me. I'm, you know, I'll do like a Christmas special, which I'm going to have, I'm not going to say when because then I'll give it all away, but like a little Christmas special where I'll drop my cam prices a little bit just so I can, you know, say, oh, happy holidays to you, you naughty goddamn sex monsters. Now you can fuck my vagina for a little cheaper. A little damn cheaper.
Yeah.
It's just little things we have to do or that we should do for our fans, you know, or send them out something yummy, you know, that kind of thing, all that yummy stuff.
A lot of my girls have come to me and they'll ask me, like, do you really think that we should, you know, lower our prices? Because on my information board in the back, like my model board, I always put Sage's tip of the week. And last week's tip was to, you know, lower prices or offer some extra prizes for the month of December for the holiday. And a lot of the girls are like, yeah,
right,
but we only earn this much off of their money. That the models that think about what they earn versus what the customer actually pays are the ones that struggle. I understand that you
exactly
only earn a certain percentage, but if a customer gives you $50, he lost out on $50. It doesn't matter what you earned. He didn't send you what you earned. He paid more. So it's not, you
right,
know, like, you'll have to keep that in mind, that especially for your guys that buy all the time. Like, and if you don't want to offer a sale to everybody, maybe you offer the sale, take only exclusives from guys that have been buying from you before, if that makes you feel better, you know? Only
exactly
offer it to guys. Today, only guys who have numbers next to their name can get the discounted price and exclusive. Otherwise, you know, you can go private for the day, whatever. You know, there's so many fun things that you
right
can do. Run a Christmas fold show. Get some Christmas outfits to wear and stick a candy cane where the sun don't shine.
Yes. Yeah, I can't stick one in my vagina only because that sugar isn't great. I mean, I guess I could try sugar-free. I mean, you know, or get a glass
you
of candy cane.
You hear that? As soon as you're done in your show, Fargie comes in and licks it out really fast.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh my goodness. So we're going to have this amazing guest that's coming up. Her name is Harmony White, and she does webcamming on My Free Cams, Chatterbait, and Cam Soda. And she's also been booked with Score. She's done a few little yummy yummies over at the Score Land down there in Florida land, and I'm excited to ask her about that because, yeah, she's done some stuff. She's a naughty girl. We got naughty Miss Harmony coming up here. Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's going to be coming on here very soon. And I see we have another caller that's waiting. So, and you know who you are, Mr. Sweetness. Sweetie, I know you're there, so just be patient. We're going to bring you on here very shortly, but I want to bring our guest on here in a few minutes, and then I will bring you on, Mr. Sweetness, so you can ask all those yummy questions that you always have for our guests or give us your silly little sweet funnies that you offer every week for us. Oh, my goodness. So what's going on in the studio there, Miss Sage? Any, like, holiday news that we need to let everybody know about?
Not really. The girls are just, we're doing some fem actually tomorrow and next Friday, so they'll have some yummy Christmas pictures that they'll probably be either giving away to their guys that, you know, are in private or exclusive for a certain amount of time, or for some high tippers in their gold shows.
Nice.
Yeah, just getting ready for the holidays. We're having a nice big Christmas party for the girls. We're having a dessert party. Yeah, we're getting all these desserts brought in, and we're having an ugly sweater competition, and the winner gets a nice big giant flat screen TV.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can I virtually enter? I mean, like, I am, you know, like your sister from another studio.
Right.
Oh my gosh, if my studio is listening, maybe you should take heed to these things that some of these others do. Just saying, hello. Oh wait, I say this every year. Shit, it doesn't matter. It never goes anywhere. It never works, damn it. As long as I get paid on time, I guess that's all I need to worry about.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, okay, so when it comes to gift giving for us cam models, and you and I were both on StreamAid, and so we don't have, you know, that opportunity to sell our personal items. And I really, truly wish we could, because of the fact that, which I know all of us cam models do, we do it a roundabout way. We all know how to do it, but you're not supposed to do it on StreamAid. And I just wish it was, like, open like other webcam sites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could really do a lot more. So, StreamAid, you were asking for ideas. Just sent you one. Just saying, damn it. Let us sell our naughty wet vagina panties.
Yeah,
I know there's a way to do it. I already know. Let's talk. We can do this if we work together.
Yes.
Oh,
it would
I'm
be
telling
awesome
you.
If it's some way for us to earn some money too when we're not on cam.
Exactly. And there is a way to do it. There
mm-hmm.
is a way. And
I know they're
hey,
working on some things, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And the best part is, it's like everybody profits from it, not just
right.
us, but them as well. So that's the highlight of that whole profitability situation there. So let's, without further ado, let's bring in this beautiful, beautiful, big titty model. Like, she got some big old titties. I'm just saying. Like, seriously. Don't worry, Harmony. We're not going to eat you alive unless you let us. I mean, you know, if we're in Florida, we might come down. Okay, Miss Harmony White, how are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. Sage, Harmony, Harmony, Sage. And we
Hi,
are...
Hi.
We are so happy to have you on the show. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited. You guys are touching
Yay.
Some awesome bases right now. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. You're cute. Too funny, funny. Okay, so I'm just going to jump into this just because of the fact that I always do. And you have shot a couple times for Scoreland. So you're not only doing the webcam, but you're also shooting with them. How was your experience with shooting with Scoreland?
Okay. So crazy as it is, I started webcamming 2009. 2012, I was approached by Scoreland on Twitter. Okay. And obviously because my voluptuous boobs. And they were
Giant.
Like, how would you feel coming to shoot with us? And I was like, oh, I don't know about all that, you know, but okay, so I looked into it. I went through the process, and they're like, we want you. So I went, and, you know, I was really nervous because I'm really anxiety-filled, you know, but they made it really comfortable. They're very professional. They're really nice. I heard they actually don't have the studio anymore. I shot out of the studio in Doral because I lived in Doral, the actual Doral area at the time. So it was really simple. You know, they didn't have to fly me in or anything like that. So I don't know. I showed up. I went through the process, and every woman loves their makeup done. So I was like, wow, this is so different. You know, I know about the cam site per se, like, you know, dressing up and being sexy and everything like that. But it kind of really, it was such a thrill to like have the whole setting and the scene of shooting professionally. I'm like, I didn't really realize how big it was, you know, for me now, you know, years later. But I, Scorland and XL Girls, obviously the same company, they're really nice. They like to make you comfortable, and I just felt like a princess. I mean, it was the best. It was awesome. So
seriously, if we could have us girls when we're getting ready for cam every day, and Sage knows because she's like me, your makeup has to be freaking perfect. And me,
yeah.
I put my eyelashes on, and I'm like, if my eyelashes are not perfectly in place, I get really pissed off, and, like, I will go down to the store and buy a new pair. Like,
oh my God.
I wish I could have from every scene or every company I've worked at. I'm like, where's those damn makeup artists? Can't they do it for me?
Yes. You know what's so funny? The makeup artists are hilarious. They're so comforting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, you're like, fuck, I'm thirsty, you know? Like, I'm. Let me get you a straw, darling.
No, the best part about
the
makeup artist.
Don't mess up the work I just did.
No, their stories about other models are the absolute best. You could ever listen to.
They're awesome. Yes. It's very true.
Oh my gosh. They tell you who's a bitch, who's a not,
who's
the dirty one, who's the clean one.
And I knew nothing about the porn world. I mean, like, the only porn model, per se, that I grew up, like, really being interested in was Jenna Jameson. Like, I swear to God, like, I'm not even kidding you.
Who wasn't ever interested in her?
I know, right? Oh my gosh, she's gonna have a baby. Congratulations to her. You know, but I mean, she's like, it's such a different world to shoot with professional porn companies. Scorland is the only one that's gotten my goodies, you know. And it's crazy because when they first booked me, they booked me just for solo work. And after my first day of shooting, because I was booked for 2 days of shooting, so it was supposed to be just for strictly solo work. I was like, all right, this is cool, you know. All right, you go through the whole talent testing or whatever. You know, you know how it is. And the second day that I'm there, I come in and they're like, hey, how would you feel about doing a boy-girl shoot? And I was like, wow, I mean, I don't really know, but okay, sure, let's get it rolling. So they were really excited because they were like, the first thing is, let me see some porn dick. So, I mean, it's so different, but it's so exciting because it's almost like you get your adrenaline pumping when you go for shoots. I don't know how you ladies feel about, you know, when you're getting ready to shoot, but I'm like, I was really connected with the guy that I was shooting at.
Well,
the time.
Sage hasn't ever, she's Mama Sage. She just runs her webcam studio and does webcam.
There you
but,
go.
But, like, so she, yeah, so she hasn't, she knows how to run the girls. Like,
that's awesome.
She is, like,
I mean, I
like,
still don't even know how to run myself sometimes.
She is Queen Sage. Like, cam models are scared of her. Seriously.
I know, I've been stalking her lately. When I found out I was going to be on the show, I was like, let me see what this is. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in love.
I love Sage for years. She is like, she's my beautiful queen. I love her. Love and adore her. Shit, now I'm kissing ass again. Damn it. I'll send you my Christmas list here. No. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever.
I'm breaking up.
I don't hear Melody.
Okay. I hear Sage now.
Oh, there she is. Okay, there you are. There you are.
So I'm like, you left me.
Can you hear me now? Even though I'm not with Verizon, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are. I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so with you doing, you know, the score group, you've done, how many scenes have you shot with them? Two scenes?
No, I have done in total with, I've shot on two separate occasions, but.
Oh, okay, that's
total,
why I thought it was only two.
Yeah, no, I think I have like a total of eight scenes with them. Also, the first year that I shot with them, I was nominated as one of the girls for Newcomer of the Year. Unfortunately, what is so like crazy about it is in 2013, I didn't even know about it because after I did the shoot, I actually had a new baby at the time. So I left the scene to go tend to the mommyhood, you know, camming and porn and all that stuff. It's really difficult when you're a mom, but I mean, you can juggle it. But for me, it was just I was in love with my kids at the time, and it was just so, and I loved my regulars and everything like that. But I took a break and I didn't know what I was up for when I shot, you know, a score professionally. I thought it was just like, oh, look, you did porn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, so now I have some things under my belt. But I didn't know what could have followed after that. So I have to admit, I feel like now, you know, years later that I kind of gypped myself. But, you know, I had to tend to what I needed to at the time. But I just got excited. I got baffled right now. I'm like talking to two gorgeous ladies, so I just, my brain just went blank. They had nominated me for Newcomer of the Year, and Mercedes was up, and she is this voluptuous, beautiful ebony, you know, and I didn't know about it until actually a high school friend of mine that's into big titty, you know, voluptuous woman, hit me up in my email and was like, hey, do you know that you're being not, and I had no idea, so I couldn't, like, push for it, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I kind of messed myself up a little bit of opportunities that I could have been involved in, but I still love doing, you know, I'm okay, I'm cool with where I am right now, but.
Awesome,
I think
awesome.
When you.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
you go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, the cam world, and then when you get into professional porn, I think it's very different because I feel like once you shoot some hardcore, you know, porn scenes that people just expect to see that on cam constantly, and that becomes a battle for me because, like, I like to be harmony, like, who I am in real life. I'm really outgoing. I'm really bubbly, and, you know, I feel like people just have a perception of the porn world of, like, the exotic makeup and everything like that. I like to be natural a lot of the times. I like to, you know, be myself and be the funny person that I am instead of, like, in that actress position constantly. And I think that it kind of messed me up a little bit doing the you know, professional scenes. But I don't know. It's each their own, you know. But that
you mean you don't want to be bent over doggy style on cam every time you log in? What? I mean,
I love
thinking?
That. Are you kidding me? That is my thing. Face down, butt up. It's just like the makeup perception of it. You know what I'm saying? Like we were talking about earlier with the whole eyelashes. I have not, even to this day, I have no idea how to put on fake eyelashes. None. But I know when I wear them, I feel like I'm queen of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's like
I feel naked without
eyes.
Without them.
I think I should take like a YouTube class or something. I don't know.
I'm stupid. I like literally feel naked without them. My Furby, he's like, really? Do you have to wear those? I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're gorgeous. So it's amazing how much eyelashes do for a model. Like for real.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, my goodness. And here's one of the key things. When you go and you get professional, the eyelash extensions put in, if you are not careful, they break off your real eyelashes. And I had that happen.
I have no idea
I lost,
that.
Oh, my gosh. I lost, like, almost all of my real eyelashes. So I had to keep wearing the falsies for so long. Yeah. I was like, I woke up one morning. I'm like, why are my eyelashes falling out? What the hell is going on? Well, my dumbass, because I love to wear mascara, because I'm just like, you know, Tammy Faye in Tammyland. And they don't tell you that when you go and get your eyelashes, your extensions, they don't tell you, oh, by the way, do not wear mascara because it will create your eyelashes to fall off with the false ones they put on. And I didn't know that. I learned the hard way.
Wow, that's a good test. Chem girls, chem
they grow back.
Hope you're listening.
They do grow back. They do grow back, just
yeah.
saying.
Okay.
Obviously, mine grew back. Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
okay,
but after how long, you know? After
it wasn't that long.
I was chunga like with my eyebrows at one point, and I was like, when are you brows going to grow back in? So
oh.
Eyelashes, what?
I know, right?
Eyelashes
that would be
the worst
yeah.
to grow out.
Oh, my gosh. So, Sage, do you have any questions for our voluptuous, beautiful model here?
Yeah, I want to know about Cam Soda.
Oh, my God, Cam Soda. Okay, real quick. I fell in love with Cam Soda because, okay, I don't know how I came across them one day because I'm such a perv. I am the biggest perv ever. Like, I mean, what Cam model is not a perv? Like, we all go on and look at
right.
every woman,
we all
that,
are.
You know, on. So I don't know how I can't tell you how I remember coming about it, but it was coming around the time for CamCon. I don't know if you ladies know about CamCon. CamCon is
oh, yeah.
a Miami Beach. Yeah. So I went last year and I freaking loved it. So there's this girl, Charlie Hart, on there. Love her. She's fucking gorgeous. I'm a heavy set girl, but she used to be heavy set. So, and she's like, you know, she toned up her body. So I'm like, who's this girl? So I looked into her and Cam Soda. So I was like, what? And so I went and saw her one day and I was like, I'm totally signing up for this. I'm doing it, you know, cause I did the StreamAid. I've been on my free cams for 8 years, on and off, StreamAid. I would love to get back to them. I need to pick where I'm going to be, but Cam Soda, I freaking love Cam Soda. They have weekly payouts. I'm totally into the Voyager. They have like the system now, it's where you can sign up through them, you're a cam model, right? And they'll like install the cameras inside of your house. And so you're, you know, constantly like the Cam Soda house. So I'm like, that's how I got obsessed with it. I was like, I have to go to that house. Cause I live in Miami and they're Miami based as well. Well, I went to CamCon and I met Charlie Hart and I'm like, oh my God, she's fucking amazing. I want to go to this house. You know, it's so, the girls are bubbly. The system's really easy to work.
Right.
It's the same thing as any other campsite. You've got the token base, you know, but it is a weekly payout, literally. Like, you know, it's from Monday to Sunday, and then you get paid on Thursday. And I love that because it's so hard. I don't like to wait for the 1st and the 15th because maybe I want to go buy a gorgeous dress or, you know, maybe I want to get my meals done or, you know.
Well, StreamAid's a weekly payout also.
Really?
Yeah, unless
you StreamAid with my husband. And we did the couple show, and then he just, I don't know, he backed out. So I was like, all right, you're good.
Yeah, if you sign up directly through StreamAid by yourself, it takes longer to get paid versus signing up under a studio. That's where models don't realize when they sign up with StreamAid it takes so long to get paid when you first, because it just, it's one of those perks of being with a studio. And Sage knows that's a plus. It's a plus we offer to our models. It's like,
yeah.
What we do.
No, I like StreamAid and the way that they work, you know. But Sage asked about Cam Soda. I mean, it's a different dashboard. They do have the options where you can like go through your bio and like you can just go click on purchase, you know, your XXX Snapchat, which is cool because I don't know of any other site that actually lets you be like, hey, I want to buy your Snapchat. And then you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen any other place other than Cam Soda to do that. I mean, I like their dashboard. I like their system. I like their payout. But like I'm on everything right now. So I'm not limiting myself to the flow of money. You know?
Okay.
So
I have to ask, because this was a topic of ours a couple weeks ago, was token site versus paid per minute site. And you had just mentioned that Cam Soda is a token site. So you're only making a certain percentage of each token. And then are you doing, like, so when you're doing your cam shows, is everything done in free chat on Cam Soda? Like, say I'm watching Cam Soda, because I've never even actually looked at the website, never even checked out Cam Soda. But if I'm looking at Cam Soda right now, and say I see that you're online and I click on you, am I going to see you doing everything in free chat if the guys are throwing in tokens? Like, is it like MFC? Because I've worked on MFC.
Okay. Cam Soda is kind of like a streaming dashboard. If I want to do a gold show, I can. I mean, they have a ticket gold show. You don't find that on my free cams, you know? So. That's where the similarity comes with streaming and Cam Soda dashboards, which I love, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It's similar, but it's very different.
I'm going to I'm totally going to go and check it out because I'm one of those. I will totally check out other websites just because I like
it. Yeah, for sure. But the thing, you know what also the thing is? I'm on I'm Live because it's connected to Squirrelland and Exile Girls. So I was like, okay, so how can I profit and expand the, you know, audience that I'm reaching out to? Because if I've shot with Score, you know, I think they also do streaming. Yeah, because I've seen Dolly on some things as well. And, yeah, they were like, you need to pick, you know, a site that we actually work with. So I went with I'm Live. And I love I'm Live because with I'm Live, if I want to go pull off that porn star, you know, persona that we were talking about in the beginning of the conversation, with I'm Live, I can actually go to I'm Live and I can charge up to 13.5 credits. I mean, that's a lot. Like, if you're doing, like, a 20-minute show at 13.5 credits, I'm going to walk away with, like, almost $100. Like, it really depends. Like, I like free chat. I like that I can get to know people because I can meet them and get to know them within the site but also outside of the site. You know what I'm saying? But the paid per minute thing is also really awesome, too, because then you really can kind of, you know, siffer out the – I hate to say it, but, you know, the ones that are there for, you know, a free show or the ones that are there to actually invest in you, that like you, that love you, and that are fans of you. Thank you. I'm so nice.
The free litters that are out there that sit there in free chat and just want to watch you do everything and not spend a fucking dime. Okay, I'll just say it.
And that's my thing lately is I have these regulars that have known me since I started cam 8 years ago on my free cams. On, you know, mostly my free cam. So they'll, like, come and see me, and they'll be, like, they'll tip me and hoping in hopes that other people are going to tip me. But with the free chat, you kind of mess yourself up a little bit because you don't know if they're going to, you know, tip you on top of that. So I don't know. I'm Live worked out for me. Streaming, I really think I'm going to start to venture back to them. So I would love to talk to you about that later on, Sammy.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the one thing.
Going back to streaming because feel like I need to stick with two sites. I think that like the multiple sites that I'm on right now is just so much to battle. You know, I love everybody. I want to please everybody, but it's just really hard. What do you ladies think about that? Like, what's your opinion on the pay per minute and the free chat? Because also with I'm Live, you have the option to stream, but you can stream in free chat or you can stream on I'm Live, and only people that have tokens can come and see your thing. You don't have to invite a gold show or anything. It shows that you're online, but it won't let them enter the room unless they're going to start paying. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a gold show, but it's actually pay per minute at the time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's
your opinion?
From customers that I've talked with, they appreciate the per minute versus tokens because if you don't use the tokens, you lose the tokens. You know, so they have to purchase them, and then if they don't spend them, it's not like whereas per minute they spend as much as they want and they don't have to worry about purchasing minutes.
Right.
They get a daily spending limit.
Yeah.
You
so,
know what,
you know,
though? Does streaming give you the discount as well? For
Yeah, I can't even remember streaming. It's been so long since I've been on there.
Yeah, if you do block sessions, though, you can offer discounts to the guys
okay.
for the block sessions. You know, percent-wise, they get like a 5% or 10%, 15%. You know, it just depends on how long. But they have 24 hours to utilize that time. So if they
oh.
block and they don't use it right away and they use a portion of it, they can come back tomorrow.
Is that a new feature with Streamy? Because I was with them like 6 years ago. So is that new?
No, you have to turn it on though yourself.
Oh, okay, okay. I think I was just kind of uneducated
with
Streamy
at the
time.
The whole time. I know the whole time I've been on there. It's been on there. But it's really simple. It's easy. Yeah, it's easy breezy. But let me bring in, we've got these two guys have been waiting so
cool.
patiently. So let me bring in this
awesome.
One right here. Okay, Sweet Pea, I know you've been waiting. Sorry, honey. We were just trying to get in all of our yummy talking points. How are you, darling?
Okay, I'm good. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hi.
Hello. Yes, I was
so have you been checking
sorry,
out our beautiful Harmony?
Yes, she's got her Vid store page. And I was wondering what the fetishes are her favorite.
Oh, you cut out, my love. What did you say?
Yeah, you were cutting out there, Sweet Pea. What was that?
Yeah, fetishes are her favorite.
Oh, fetishes. What fetishes are my favorite?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I have a wide variety. Oh my gosh, I'm such a complicated but very easy individual at the same time. You know what I love? I love fetishes as far as like, oh my gosh, there's just so many. I like to be told what a princess I am. Like, that's really big for me. And I love to be titty worshipped and booty worshipped. Like, I've been working on my ass for the last 4 years. So it's like, pump it up. I don't know. I'm pretty, like, over the last couple of years, I've learned about other fetishes that are just, like, really turning me on. Like, I'm really into fisting fetishes. Like,
ooh,
you
whoa.
Know, I'm sorry. I had to go there because I have made this guy.
Went there.
Am I breaking rules right now?
No. No. Wait, are we fisting ass or vagina?
Vagina. My booty hole is like, I mean, booty hole is like pinky status. And I'm like, okay, daddy. You know, but like vagina fisting, I just recently got into. Like, if I'm like really horny and I can't get on cam because nobody wants to like help me get off, I like get on that porn, like fisting porn. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like so.
Oh my God.
All up in my groove. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm coming out.
Don't be
I'm
sorry.
Coming I'm coming
yeah,
out.
Fist it, sister. Fist it.
I'm into the fisting porn. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I saw it, and I watched it for a year, and then finally last year I was like, give it to me. I want to feel it.
Oh,
and, it took a lot of lube,
I cannot.
But I came so fast. I was like, like, to the point where, like, you feel it in your gut that you can't breathe, but that orgasm is so fucking amazing. So I have to say right now, my top-notch, like, fetish is fisting.
Well, there
nice.
You have it, folks. Miss Harmony
fist,
loves to be
fist
fisted.
Pump. Fist pump.
Fist pump. There's a whole new meeting. Fist pump. So next time everybody's walking down the street and they see a teenager fist pumping, please don't think that they're thinking of Harmony.
I mean, they probably are, but, you know, we're not going to tell anybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We are, like, so going into another direction.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know.
No. Don't be sorry. This show always takes a turn. It always goes into sometimes it's a little anal. Now we're being a little fisting.
Yes.
Like, don't even apologize. We love it.
I think this is big for me. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. want the world to know.
She loves the fist, but she has to be in the mood for it.
No, I mean, yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions there, darling?
Yeah, I was thinking, since your last name is what?
Oh, I don't hear him. I don't hear him.
We lost you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay,
are you
Sweet Pea, you're
any
still there.
White House theme in your shows? Like,
oh, my gosh,
I can't
hear. Oh, you know, can you repeat that? I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, are you going to be doing any, like, White House themes?
Oh, my, how awesome would that be?
Oh,
I think I just found my next big show for the end of the year. No, you know, it's crazy how Harmony White came about. I just was Harmony in the beginning of Cam World, but when I signed up with Squirrelians, they make you pick a last name. So I don't know how it came about. Don't know, you know, but I went with Harmony White. That was it. But I actually just did my first interracial scene this year. I filmed it in January. So they're like, Harmony White,
I saw that.
Mr. Black. Yeah, the first and only interracial scene that you'll ever see. So they kind of took advantage of that Harmony White, you know, but it worked. It was good. You know, you won't see it anywhere else, not even in my amateur porn. So, I mean, I film a lot more amateur porn than professional, but, I mean, Score is pretty awesome. Score and Axel Girls,
they
I have to
are
say.
Awesome.
They
are.
Treat you like a princess, so.
Yes, they do. They are very, very fabulous, fabulous company. And I
but
was
I think I just found my end of the
year
show. I think I'm for sure going to put on a White House show over here in my new cam space I just created today. So,
yeah. Okay, I won't ask you which party you're going to have on, but we'll find out.
I'm going wherever the dick is, baby girl, wherever the cock is. Damn it, Timmy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sweet Pea, I need to bring on our other caller before we end the show, Honey Buns.
No
Bye,
problem.
Sweet Pea.
It's a great you know that I love you very much.
You're awesome, Sweet. Have a fabulous evening, baby doll.
You too. Take care.
Bye. All right, you too, honey. All right. Oh, what's, uh-oh. What the frick did I just do? Is it coming on? Uh-oh. Oh, for shit's sake. Oh, wait, there it goes. Okay, are you there, Johnny, darling?
Yes, my dear, I'm here.
See how this works? I get to know you guys after so long. I know your phone numbers. It's like, I don't even need to put a note next to your name. It's like, I know who you are now. It's like, I know
it's
you.
It's okay, but
I know who
you're
this
going
is.
To you're going to eventually kidnap me anyway, so it's okay. I'm perfectly fine.
Oh, my gosh,
that.
I'm so going to kidnap you, and I'm going to bring
Can
Harmony
I do it
over
with
and
you?
We're going to fist. Yeah, me and Harmony are going to fist your ass,
we're
gonna Johnny.
We're
going
to hog tie you really fast.
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Yeah, we're going to
we're gonna
fist your ass, and we're going to put you on cam, and
yes.
We're going to charge
yes,
like $29.99 per minute.
I have been violated.
But you love it. You love it so much.
What can I say? I'm like putty in front of a beautiful woman.
You got like six giant titties here right now. So what do you got for Johnny boy?
Yeah, that's what we would call sensory overload for certain fellows.
Yes.
Oh boy.
And instant suffocation if you're not careful. If things get too close. Help me!
Oh my gosh!
I've known your lovely guest for
I
a long time.
I saw your fist pump, sweet Johnny. And you're like fist pump, you dork.
I know. I couldn't resist.
Bump it up.
I couldn't resist.
Oh my gosh!
I've known
okay, so we're
your lovely
up.
Guest for quite we, some time since she started.
Oh, you have.
So. Hello, sweetie.
I let the cat out of the bag. Oh, my gosh. He has known me since the beginning of time, since the beginning of my vagina blossoms. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I'm breaking up now. I can't hear you.
Oh, you're breaking up with me? No, don't let it go.
I can hear you now, a little bit.
Oh, there you are. Okay, so Harmony, stand in one place. Stand in one place and put the tinfoil
in. I'm waiting to hear Sammy yell at the computer.
I got tits going in separate ways right now, okay?
Oh, my Lanta.
Poor
oh, my
Sammy.
Goodness.
Hi, baby. What do you got to ask?
I can hear you momentarily.
Oh, shit.
And you're gone.
Oh.
Hello?
No, she's still there.
I'm still here,
can
my
you...
love.
I can barely hear you. Your side is fading in and out on me.
I'm about to put my vagina in the air for some radio frequency right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's popping a lot.
And she's popping that pussy? What?
Pop. Okay, I'm going to stand in one place. Are we good?
I still barely can get anything. I'll just let
you
get back to the show and I'll listen.
Ahead, baby.
I can hear her perfectly fine.
Baby, bye. Come back.
I can hear her. Sage, you can still
yep.
hear her, correct?
I hear
yeah.
Her. Yeah.
Johnny, I think there's an issue with your wireless device.
His dick is too far in the air. That's what happened.
I think the three of you broke the internet.
We broke the airwaves through the phone systems of cyberspace. I'm just saying. All that titty talk and fisting just really broke the airwaves. It happened.
God,
that's what happens. That's what happens when you get online with all of us girls at one time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just drop out.
Oh, we can still hear you.
Good you a good
he
evening,
can't.
Ladies.
Okay. All right, Johnny, if
barely.
You can hear us, thank you, Honey Buns. Hopefully
Alrighty,
we can
bye-bye.
Catch you next week. All right, kiss there, sweet cheek. I think it's time for Johnny to change his phone plan. Johnny,
yeah.
I think I might have to have my cell guys give you a call because, yeah, you need to upgrade there, little buddy.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so here we are coming up to the end of the show. It's, you know, we're going on Pacific Standard Time. We're at 4:53 p.m., 7:53 on the East Coast, so we're almost at the end of our show. So I want
aww.
You girls to, I know, right? I'm going to have you back on, Harmony, because you are
awesome.
Totally a treat. Yeah, you are
thank
full
you.
Of spunk and energy, you big titty, beautiful, voluptuous woman, you.
I mean, you talking to me like that, my nipples are so hard right now. I'm like, oh, my God.
My Lanta, I love a woman
I'm
with
from
hard
Atlanta.
Nipples.
Just to let you guys know, I am from Hotlanta.
Oh, nice.
Just
all right,
really fast,
so Miss
yeah.
Harmony, give me
yes,
all your
ma'am.
Shout-outs on where everybody can find you on social
okay.
media or your cam links, where you would like them
right.
to know where to come see those beautiful tits.
Okay, my beautiful, gorgeous tits you can find on my free Snapchat, which is harmony-white. You can also find me on my free cams, harmony_white, cam soda, harmony white, one word, and chatterbait, harmony white, one word as well.
Perfect. Love it.
And then, oh my gosh, I had the launch of my website before, after CamCon, which I'm going to be at CamCon in 2017. If you guys have no idea about CamCon, look it up. Be there. Be square. Look at beautiful women and titties. I will definitely be there. It's in Miami Beach at the SLS Hotel, and they have CNC. Yeah. Boys around.
Okay. Nice. Now, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, you beautiful woman.
All right, guys, you can watch my live shows at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com. You can follow my Twitter at sagemontana1 or my Instagram at sageinvegas. And, of course, you can text me dirty pictures and receive dirty pictures using sexpanther.com/sagemontana.
I love it.
Can I do one more shout-out?
Of course.
Yeah, shout it out.
My best friend is listening right now. Her name is Eileen. I love her so much. She's my rock. She's one of my best friends since I started in the porn industry. She was there when I had my daughter. She is fucking amazing. I love you. And to my partner that I do all of my amateur porn with, which is Rio_good, a.k.a. Christian.
Yay. You got to have those shout-outs. Just saying.
You have
shout
to.
Outs
she
are,
just hit me
like,
up on Facebook.
That's the reason
like,
why there's a shout-out.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
You get a text message. You get a text message, and they'll be like, okay, well, I used to love those titties, but you didn't shout me out, and I don't love
them
anymore.
Like, die, bitch, die. She's like, I was there for the birthday of your daughter. I'm like, all right, I love you. I leave.
Oh my gosh. All right, everybody out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in to another fabulous hour of webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We have had such a fun time with Miss Harmony White. She is fabulous, and make
Thanks
sure you go and you follow her on Twitter at Harmony White MFC, and you can see all her postings and everything that she has going on. And remember, go back and check out all of her pages where she is camming on Chatterbait, Cam Soda, and My Free Cams. As for myself, of course, you guys know you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. You can also catch my live cam shows at Sammy_Brooks.Camodels.com. And also, Sage and I will be here live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And when Sage isn't here, I have the beautiful Virginia Rose will be here next Thursday
gotcha.
With me. And our Yeah, and our guest is Tisha Draven. She was the
Model of the Year.
Yeah, Model of the Year for the Inked Awards will be joining us next Thursday.
She's so beautiful.
She is gorgeous, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So I will be sending out info on her joining us next week. On that note, everybody, thank you so much. Have a fabulous evening. Y'all go break out that lube and those toys and get to masturbating and fucking and fisting. Oh my gosh. And Miss Sage Montana, I will talk to you on the before the 15th, but our guest on the 15th is our beautiful girl, Melissa Dawson. So that's going to be awesome. Because Melissa Dawson
awesome.
Is awesome. All right, ladies, have a fabulous masturbating evening, and I will talk to you very, very soon.
All right,
ladies,
thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you, sweet cheeks, and I will be emailing you if I want to have a talk later on.
Awesome.
All right. Have a fabulous evening. Bye, girlies.
Bye.